Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
I would like to take this opportunity to talk about one dimension of the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen.
السلام عليك يا أمين الله في أرض.
Peace be upon you, O trusted guardian, appointed by Allah.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being, a brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time. And in today's world, overcome by evil and darkness, and oppression and slavery, and tyranny and falsehood, a quick look into this beacon of truth and justice, a look into the universal persona of Imam Ali, is greatly useful for making and changing our lives, our families, our societies, and our world into the beautiful world that Allah has planned for humanity.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام: عظم الخالق عندك يصغر المخلوق في عينيك.
Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salam said, "Greatness of the Creator appreciated by you would belittle the creatures in your view."
Welcome back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio, the program's To My Brother, and we are discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. So, dear friends, we are here at your service talking about the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Of course, we have talked about the different aspects of the persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Truly a persona which is so beautiful, so all-encompassing, and so magnificent that the Messenger of Allah and the Almighty Allah himself has encouraged us to love Imam Ali alayhi salam, of course, which leads to the obedience of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Of course, as we all know, when you love somebody, you want to follow that person, you want to emulate that person, you want to copy that person, and really you want to give everything you have at the service of that a person that you love. And so here we find that this love for Imam Ali alayhi salam, which is encouraged by the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household, and is encouraged and emphasized by the Almighty Allah, is so that we come close to Imam Ali alayhi salam. And it's interesting, but it seems appropriate that all of this emphasis was given to His Eminence, the first divinely appointed Imam, the living miracle of the Messenger of Allah, Imam Ali, because we find that even during his era and during subsequent eras and even in the present era, there were many and there are many who are the enemies of Imam Ali alayhi salam. They are jealous of him, they are envious of him, and they put His Eminence down in order to be able to elevate the low status of their own leaders. And so we find that the Messenger of Allah on multiple occasions via different narrators has said different things in order to emphasize this love and this obedience to Imam Ali alayhi salam. Of course, under the authority of wilaya and imama, the divine authority and the divine leadership bestowed upon Imam Ali by the Almighty Allah and announced by the Messenger of Allah, the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And so there is a tradition from Abdullah ibn Umar where he quotes the Messenger of Allah, where the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him, says, "Whoever loves Ali will be given cities in paradise, as many as the number of their vein." Now, at that time, though, perhaps people didn't know how many veins are in the human body. But now, you know, I believe that with present-day technology and scientific advancement, people know how many veins there are. And I mean, there's thousands of veins in the body. Yes, they're all connected to one another. But if you think about it, you know, each little vein that branches off from another vein, which branches off from another vein, I mean, it's like a whole jungle, if you will, inside your body of veins. And that many veins that are in your body, the Messenger of Allah says that you will be given cities, as many as that. So thousands and thousands of cities, you know, will be given to people where in paradise. If what they have to love for Imam Ali alayhi salam, what is this in the love of Imam Ali, and what is this in the obedience of Imam Ali, that the rewards are unimaginable when it comes to worldly aspects and when it comes to the you know, metaphysical, supranatural realm. I mean, then that is even more unimaginable. So the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam, surely something that must be followed, it must be looked into. And humbly, this is what we have done in our past episodes. So please go back and listen to them. Again, we are, as always, talking about and discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam.
Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of iRab English Radio, the program To My Brother. This moment, I invite you to listen to the Arabic text of Ziyara Aminullah along with the English translation. Please stay tuned.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. السلام عليك يا أمين الله في أرضه وحجته على عباده السلام عليك يا أمير
المؤمنين. Peace be upon you, O trusted guardian, appointed by Allah to administer His earth and to convince the mankind to accept His plan. Peace be upon you, O Amir al-Mu'mineen. I testify that you made utmost efforts, as it should be, in the cause of Allah, acted upon his book, followed the way of life of his prophet, blessings of Allah be on him and his children, to the last moment of your life, until Allah invited you to come unto him and used his discretion to take you away and sealed your enemy's doom with the blame that the arguments had been made known to one and all through you. O Allah, let me be happy and satisfied with that which thou considers good for me. Let me agree with that which thou decides for me. Let me passionately remember thee and invoke thee. Let me be in love with thy pure and sincere friends. Let me be well-liked and respected on the earth and in the heavens. Let me be unruffled and well-composed in the midst of misfortunes. Let me be gratefully thankful in prosperity. Let me be mindful of much and more bounties. Let me ardently desire for the heart-warming meeting with thee, well-equipped with piety to gain my end on the day of requital. Let me follow into the footsteps of thy representatives. Let me disassociate myself from the mannerism of thy enemies. Let me pass my time in this world by praising and glorifying thee.
كل صبح وكل اشرب ايام تبقى عيني بدمع مشتاق ايام قد لسعت حية الهوى كبدي فلا تبي ولها ولا راغي
And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In this program, I would like to talk about Amir al-Mu'mineen, not that much from the historical point of view, but I would like to share with you some of his words about himself in Nahj al-Balagha. Ali in the words of Ali. لا يقاس بآل محمد من هذه الأمة أحد. No one from this Ummah can be compared to آل محمد. آل is آل and أمت is أمت. Don't compare them. Don't say they are same or on the same level. لا يسوى بهم من جرت نعمته عليه أبدا. Those who have been blessed because of the ni'mat from the Ahlul Bayt cannot be considered to be equal to the Ahlul Bayt. They are the one who are sahib ni'mat and the blessings. And the people are the one who are receiving it. How can those who bestow the blessings and those who are on the receiving end be on the same level? They cannot be. And this is where we have to realize, you know, that when we talk about this concept, there are different ways of looking at it. In tashahud, and this is a challenge to anyone, we say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika la, wa ashhadu anna muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. After that, we challenge anyone to go and say, Allahumma salli ala muhammadin wa ala ummati muhammadin. Recite that in your tashahud and tell me your namaz is sahih or batil. And try to recite that tashahud without mentioning Ali Muhammad in tashahud. Your tashahud will not be a tashahud. Your namaz, according to Imam Shafi'i, will not be a namaz. So there is a difference between the Ummah and between Ali Muhammad. Don't compare them, don't bring them on the same level and say they are all equal. No. Ali Muhammad have their own status. هم أساس الدين وعماد اليقين. They are the foundation of the faith. They are the pillars of conviction. إليهم يفيء الغالي وبهم يلحق الطالي.
all those who are on extremes on both sides, whether they are Ghali or Nasibi, they have to come back to the middle ground and follow the Ahlul Bayt.
Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir/en, Call of Islam page. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.